This is Tito for Sunday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it is brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians and the Tampa Bay Rays will conclude this weekend series, and I know he didn't win last night. I know he has 9 losses, Terry, but by golly, Corey Kluber shows you, even on a night where he may struggle, why he is so special.
Yeah, and the only time he struggled was really early, and it cost us 3 runs. He walks the leadoff hitter. They execute a really nice hit and run, and then Longoria hits a home run. And then other than that, he had a couple walks in the third that led to a run, but then he gave them nothing. And not a lot of pitchers can do that. He got a little bit sideways in his delivery a little bit early on. He was kind of swinging open. And then when they fixed it, Ben, you could see it kind of locked in for him. I know, like you said, he's 3-9. He's good. And I'd take 5 of them, 10 of them. Part of it is, we're not scoring very many runs when he pitches. And he's aware of that. And so, you get down, it gets tough because it's human nature that, you press a little bit. So we got to do a better job when he's pitching and scoring runs, too.
I was going to ask that as my next question, Tito, with the rotation. Is there a fear that they feel like they have to be perfect, and does that lead to mistakes?
It's a good point. You got to fight that, I think, as a pitcher. But everybody's human, and it's you'd love to say it never enters into it, but I imagine it does sometimes. It's a long year, and I'd like to think those things even out. I just like to see him start to even out soon.
And as a manager, if you knew what was ailing your hitters, you would have fixed it 2 months ago. What do you do when you're trying to get out of something like this?
That's the million-dollar question. I've seen managers, hitting instructors do many different things. Pull the lineup out of the hat. We've all heard all the stories. I don't believe in that. I think when you do something, there has to be a reason. And, right now we're sitting here and we're seeing probably too many times our hitters failing in the same way. So, how can we make it better? And that's where, until you have a firm answer, you kind of, sometimes you just sit back and you watch because you want to be able to help, but you don't want to guess.
Well, I tell you one guy, though, that hasn't had any trouble is Jason Kipnis. It seems now, Terry, every at-bat, even if they get him out, or even if he doesn't get a hit and gets a walk, it's just a tremendous at-bat.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's been – I can't tell you how many times his first at-bat of the game where he – and it's hard to see now the first, first inning because the, sun's going down and it's bright out there. But he'll fall off a number of pitches. More times seems than not he gets a hit, and even when he doesn't, when you see 8, 9, 10 pitches in your first at bat, you're awful dangerous coming around that second, third, and fourth at bat.
Now today we get the major league debut of Cody Anderson. What can you tell us about Cody?
This is exciting for us in a number of ways. One is he was really on the radar. And then last year, he kind of had a tough time in Double-A, even by his own admission. I think he thought he was starting to get closer and tried to do too much. And he's a, big, strong, burly kid, kind of looks like a lumberjack. But he wasn't very flexible. Goes to, our strength and conditioning camp and just works his tail off. And now when you look at him, he doesn't even look like the same kid. And he's flexible and he's able to do some things as a delivery where he can drive the ball down the zone. And all of a sudden, you're seeing the results, and it's through hard work. And so that's always something that's fun to talk about because we're seeing direct results of a kid being dedicated enough to do the right things. And this is so it's exciting on a number of fronts.
And on this Father's Day, we're all very proud of our dads, and I know you fit in that class too because he's still with us, but your dad was a special guy in your life and in your career.
Yeah, and that's the first thing I did this morning. I called my dad, and I told him, I said, Dad, you're the best, and I believe that. And it's not just on Father's Day. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'm smart enough to know that I had parents that were just you know, I was very, very lucky. And I'm glad my dad's still around. And that was my first phone call today.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Rays on the Indians Radio Network. And for Monday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. You know, it's interesting. You're seeing, when you read stories out of the Detroit papers, uh-oh, what's wrong with the Tigers? It's like an apocalypse right now in Detroit. They're so used to winning that they're proof to even really good teams. It's not easy to win every year, Tito.
And sometimes it's harder than others to win games. You know, every team gets on a roll and it feels easy. And then there's other times where, yeah, you'll win, but it's hard. And then sometimes you lose. This game will humble you. We've always said that. I always get nervous when I hear somebody, a player, say, I got to figure it out. That's the last thing you ever want to do because it's evolving and it's ongoing and it's always something, you know, and you're always trying to stay ahead of that. But that's part of what's so good about the game, but it's also part about what makes you crazy and makes you start to feel old.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.